Brian Duher, congratulations. Can you describe for me the feeling? I've seen a lot of Toronto man lift Sam today.
It's unbelievable, I know, but probably a lot of relief behind it. It's just a combination of a lot of hard work and a lot of Irish been over the last few months, but it's the day for the players, and I'm just glad to get their just rewards.
The impact from the bench was massive today. How have you fostered that all year long?
Well, we have serious competition in the squad, and on any given day, we could probably, there's players at the bench equally as good, and that's what drives the players on the team at training and everybody else, And you have to remember there's 12 other boys on the back, they're not even named, they're equally as good again, So you have to give them boys credit because they're not getting into it, they didn't get a run out today, but it's a team effort from everybody. And there's 38 players and the backroom staff too. Everybody, it takes everybody to get us to where we got to today.
How did yourself and Fergal Logan make it work in the background? When you took over this year, Mickey Hart didn't want to let the job go. You can probably see why. You can probably see the talent that was there. When you boys came in, what did you say from the start? Did you believe an All-Ireland title was there to be won this year?
I'm sure every team was out with that aspiration, but that's far away. We just took it one game at a time. And I would say it might be a cliche, but for us it was true because all we wanted to do was win our first game. And we didn't even do that. Don't even beat us in the league. So it was not Paul Battle from the start, and the league was rocky. We got to the league semi-final by score difference. We were punished heavily by Kerry. And hindsight was probably a great lesson for us. It made us look at ourselves, particularly as management. Never mind the players, but thankfully in the championship we just seemed to build a bit of momentum, and might have been pretty sometimes, but we just managed to get over it the next day.
The year is over now. Can you tell me a little bit about what changed after that Kerry result? What was the sort of thinking that you were doing as a management team after that?
We had to look at ourselves, we just had to look at ourselves. What were we doing wrong? What could we do better? The players had to look at themselves too, and they did. We just looked at ourselves. We did. We looked over what we did, and it's just took the learning out of it, and things had to change, attitudes had to change, commitment, players up their work rate, players up their commitment, again took it to another level, and that was required, and that's what got us through up until today.
How different is it being on the sideline looking on an All-Ireland final and playing in one?
It's definitely different, but that day's passed for me, I'm lucky to get the chance here to manage Tyrone, it's an exceptional honour, and I'm just glad to play my part and make sure the players get the reward today.
Was there any chance in that game, because the game was in the melting pot for quite a bit at the start of the second half, you hadn't got a score and Mayo were on top, they got a penalty, shaved the outside the post. Are you worried at any stage in that half?
You're definitely concerned, the penalty was probably a big turning point for us, I thought it was probably, if I say, I thought it was dubious enough for me, I thought it was a free in the first place, should be out, but whatever, it was a penalty, and thankfully we got it, and it managed to give us the wee perk, or the wee, we managed to up our game a bit, and then we got our goal, and things just got a bit of momentum, and we got going, and we got the men subs come in, and Cahill had a lot of value, Darren Canavan, Ben McDonald was exceptional, and them boys come in and done really good, and Paul Donoghue, and then Tiernan McCann, they all come in and added value.
It's been an incredible year, and in the championship you've taken out Cavan, the Ulster champions, you've taken down Donegal, Monaghan to win an Ulster title, you've taken down Kerry and now Mayo. It's been an All-Ireland hard won. What's next for Tyrone? Because you haven't had it all your way this year either, yet you obviously had the COVID issues that, it must have had an impact on the camp. Can you talk to us a bit about that?
COVID had a big impact on the camp, no point saying otherwise, and there's players out there today probably still recovering from it that haven't been able to get up to that level that we expect them to be, because of COVID. And we made decisions at that time, that decision we took in good faith, and we thought we were doing the right thing by our players. Players didn't particularly, weren't too appreciative of the start. Thankfully, it worked out our way this time, but they were done in good faith, everything. But it probably gelled the team in a way, because, it united them even tighter, if anything.
The likes of Conor McKenna, who's only back from Australia a year, Colin McShane isn't fully fit yet, Darren Canavan's still only a kid. What's up for Tyrone next? I'm asking, can you do back-to-back, because you haven't done it before?
Well, I think we'll enjoy the night first, I think that's far away, that's for an hour of years thinking.